May 4th, 2014. Why do we talk to the Christ? Why do we pray? Who do we pray to? Who, what is God? Why is God? Where is God? What is God? Things will be talked about and be discussing. People, they pray, and they don't know who they pray to. They think they're talking to some deity, but they're unsure. Well, today is the day to get into the program of the Light of Christ. Today is the day to get into the power of praise and thanksgiving, to understand what motive, what benefit is there in prayer. What is prayer? Is it communion with the eternal light? Or is it a begging monologue? Is it a wonderful gratitude of worship and adoration and thanksgiving and praise? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Christ light, we thank you, eternal Christ, for dwelling within us. Eternal fire of the universe, we adore thee. We thank you for dwelling in our temples. Thank you, cosmic energy. We love you, sweetheart, darling baby. We glorify you to die and every day. We thank you for Doug in Paradise, California, a wonderful engineer today, and Don. And we thank you for the President of the United States of America in Washington, D.C. We thank you, eternal Christ, for blessing the entire globe, that every individual may bring forth the great Christ light in the all-powerful, glorified name, Jah Jesusi Christ.
Dear eternal energy within me that guides me, that protects me, that influences me with your love, thank you for dwelling in each individual throughout the planet. We know that you are there, and we thank you for being there. We thank you for the omnipresence that's all around us, that you are closer than hands and feet. We thank you for that presence, and we thank you for your love, divine love, that circles throughout the globe. You can feel it, we know it, and you're there. And we thank you for great health, which is the greatest wealth of all. As the Lord God Jesus himself came, was a healing God. That's how important it is to be healthy in this great dynamic body that we have. Thank you for this dynamic body that we have. It's a glorious dynamic body. It can take anything. God Jesus made this body. It can take anything. People are on drugs, whatever. But then you can still be translated. You can still come up to the peak. You can still overcome through the divine light of Christ. Care of the bells, my mothers and brothers and sisters.
Oh, Jesus, oh.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. Glory to God, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Son of God University, God Jesus Christ Almighty, the power of the universe. We are here to glorify eternal energy. My loving brother, what is God?
What is God? We're going to start out with the most intimate God, God Jesus, eternal energy. That is the God. That is the deity within us. God is intelligence. He's spirit. It is spirit. It is divine energy that's motivated by intelligence that's within us, all around us, all through us. The air we breathe has that intelligence. Our body has the intelligence. Our eyes have the intelligence. Our brain has the intelligence. Everything around us has that intelligence. We worship and praise that divine intelligence within us that guides us, that helps us, that glorifies our body, that brings health to us, that brings healing to us, that brings forgiveness to us, that brings everything to us. That's what is. That's what I think it is, the most perfect. Now, you can worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a God of this planet. And you can, to get the Holy Ghost, you have to worship him to get it, because that's the only way you can go. But then from there, God Jesus, and I always go to God Jesus a lot of times, and that's perfectly all right. Yeah. But the most intimate and the most important worship is to God Jesus' internal energy that's within us.
That's beautiful, my loving brother. And I got back on scripture for those who have who got the question mark about that. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 24, it's the first book of Moses. It says, "Our God, Jehovah, is a jealous God and a consuming fire."
A consuming fire. Listen to that, my brother.
Yes.
A consuming fire.
That's power.
What is that? That's energy, emotion, that's everything.
Exactly. That's the glorious fireball that we worship right with there,
right,
all around us.
Isn't that the same fireball that Moses saw, the I am, when we went up to the mountain up there and that burning bush?
Yes, exactly. And that starts with the third chapter of the book of Exodus and on through up to the 20th, and it keeps on going how that when he went up there, he was tripping because he said, "Wait a minute, I gotta turn this around and check out this bush. This bush is not burning, but it's glowing with fire. What meaneth this?" So people need to get out of their head. What does God look like for me to worship? Speaking of that, I'm going to throw a question. My brother, what does God look like?
Well, that's a hard and it can be an easy question.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go back to Adam, you know, when he was in the garden.
Okay.
Okay, he saw Jehovah. He saw Jesus.
Okay.
He saw the cherubims. He saw the angels and everything. So his focus, his God right then that he wanted to magnify was Jehovah mostly and Jesus because they are gods.
Right.
You know, and you can worship him. But he neglected the Christ within, which when they walked in the cool of the day, they kept bringing up to him about the Christ within. But he was so flabbergasted by looking up to heaven and seeing these beings, his worship went to the outside instead of the inside worship because he was in a paradisal state. You know, when you have everything, like in America, we have everything. So basically, we don't really need to worship God to a certain extent because we have all the riches. We have everything we want. We have the houses. We have the car. And sometimes that can push God out because, you know, we don't really need, you know, let's face it. We don't really need. They may go to church, but are they really seeking for God? And that's what happened with Adam in the garden. Was he really seeking? No. He saw in the heavens. He had angels serving him, everything. So, you know, he didn't really, you know, he looked up that God. But to answer his question, the most important God and the God that we should be is the God within. Is that burning fire within. Is that glorious voice that we hear, that guide us, that heal us, that give us forgiveness, that gives us love within us. That's the most, that is God that we should worship within us.
You are so correctly because the one I just quoted, In the Deuteronomy 4, chapter 24, our God is a jealous God and a consuming fire, how God is jealous for us not to be taken over by Satan, that we may be engulfed with the glorified, protective, consuming love fire of Jehovah. And then in Hebrews, it picks it up again. Hebrews 12, chapter verse 29, in the original text of the Aramaic, Dr. Lamza, translation version, it states that our God, Jesusi, is a consuming fire. Then you say, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Jehovah God is a consuming fire? Then
Jesusi.
So if Jesusi is like his father, then, like you said, it all goes to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's name is Jesusi, or in the English version, Jesus. And so for those who have a problem, and like we keep telling you many times before, over 14 months, the truth is the truth. The scripture declares in the book of Philippians, it declares in the book of Corinthians, that and throughout the apostolic letters, that the name of all power is Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ, or Jesusi. At the name of Jesusi, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And so it's in things in the heavens, things on the earth, and things in the earth, and things under the earth. So that means that, like you said, my loving, beautiful brother, it is so divinely directive to principle to recognize the omnipresent, almighty Christ energy inside of our temple beings. Because when we do that, then we have a divine might right within us, the eternal Christ fire, the eternal Christ light. Now, you're aware, my brother, the covenant that's on tomorrow. Is that correct?
I am.
Oh, okay. And for those who want to participate on 5:5:14, or it depends on what time zone you're in, because it's already Cinco de Mayo on Monday and some of the other parts of the planet. But anywho, you are welcome to the Jesusi Christ Light Radiance, New and Everlasting Covenant. Radiance, it goes right along with the fire covenant we had a few days ago, on May 1st and throughout the years, that this consuming fire, this almighty energy, this powerful glory, radiance, is the glory of Jesus Christ in us. And so, like you said, my loving brother, we don't have to put our minds on, what does God look like? All you got to do is look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and see reflection. We are a reflection of the Almighty. And then to go deeper than that, to go deeper than the skin, deeper than the flesh, picture God as the eternal fire. Jesus said in the 4th chapter of St. John, verse 24, God is spirit. And the Aramaic, God is ultimate supreme dynamic energy. And they that worship the supreme ultimate dynamic energy worship the energy in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship. Worship him. His imperial majesty, the almighty consuming glorified energy, dwelleth within us. Jeremiah 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, Yahweh speaks. And the Jerusalem Bible, and through another translated Bible, getting the word transfiguration in my mind, translated Bibles of the King James and the New World in various versions, and the Douay version, and the Latin version, and the Vulgate version, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says Yahweh? Behold, I, Yahweh, feel, F-I-L-L, the heavens and the earth. Look at that, my brother. Isn't that dynamic that this eternal energy is in the heavens above, in the earth, in you, and me, at the same time?
Yeah, outer universe, inner universe.
Yes.
It's every, it's omnipresent. That's what I'm saying. You can't hide from God.
That's
you
right.
Can't, like people say, I'm doing this in secret. That intelligence see you.
That's
it's
right.
Everywhere.
Yes.
It knows everything. The intelligence is motivated, and the angels follow the intelligence. The gods follow the intelligence. It knows everything. So people think, oh, I'm doing this secretly. No,
yes.
No. It's omnipresent energy. It knows everything. You can't hide. You got to be truthful. If you're not truthful, the Holy Spirit knows.
Even under the blanket, if you're doing something undercover with three blankets and the lights are out, the Holy Spirit can see that.
Oh, yeah. Even you can have three or four blankets, and then two, you could be buried under the earth. It still can see. You can't hide from this omnipresent energy. A lot of people think, oh, Jesus came. Oh, hey, that energy, Jesus is in contact with that energy. Remember, he's the one that gives you the energy.
That's right.
And he's so dynamic. He knows what everybody is thinking at the same time. Now, tell me, what kind of God is that? He knows everything. I mean, check it out. This God, he's like his father.
That's right.
He knows everything you're doing, everybody on the planet, what they're doing at the same time.
That's fantabulous right there.
I mean, look, you can't even Think of, I mean, that's mind-boggling. That's how dynamic Jah Jesus, the individual being, is.
That's right.
The Son of God,
yes.
I'm talking about.
That's
the
right.
The Son of Man, I'm going to put it, because he has a human body. That's why I say Son of Man. That's how dynamic he is. Now, that omnipresent energy, he's in contact with, just like Jehovah. Allah Jehovah, in
That's
contact
right.
with that energy. They know everything is going on. They're in contact with that omnipresence. That omnipresence is everywhere. It's in you, out of you, everything. It knows everything.
They can even see John Boehner in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Boehner Boehner? Boehner Boehner?
Boehner Boehner?
Oh, yeah. Boehner Boehner? Oh, yeah. I love that brother.
Yes,
Boehner Boehner? Boehner Boehner? Oh, yeah.
Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah. They know Boehner Boehner. They know what's going on in the White House. They know President Obama. You know, like, because, you know, like, John Jesus told him to run for president.
Yes, he did. Yes, yes.
You know, so people say, how can he get it? Because he followed the omnipresent energy.
That's right.
You know, when you're in tune with the omnipresent energy, it could do miracles that you wouldn't even fathom.
That's right.
You know, so that omnipresent energy, like my loving brother said, is very dominant and it's very important. And I know it's hard for a lot of Christians to get in their brain because they want a being, so to speak. But
right.
It's much more fun when you have that energy.
Yes,
tell
yes.
us about it, my brother.
You hit it right on the thumbs, on the nosy. Here's my brother sticking my nose on my thumb right now with the feeling. Okay, in the 14th chapter of St. John, and in the 15th chapter, and in the 16th chapter, there is dynamic glory and joy, the glory light. Jesus the Christ, the individual Son of God, who came down from the Father of glory, he said, I am going away. And if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. He said, but I will not leave you homeless, or I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you orphans. I will send a helper, the Comforter, just like me. And they said,
whoa.
Really? He's like you? You got all this love and all this forgiveness and all this power, and we can contact this power? He says, yes, I'm with you for a little while, but this Comforter, this power, this Holy Ghost on every house, sweeter than French toast, more nutritional than beef pot roast, I will send this power, and this power shall abide in you forever. Now, that's fun, because wherever you go, let's take an example today. When you and I were leaving to go to the Buddha Lodge over in the Changra.
Right.
And you were very busy, and we were so busy, we didn't get a chance to hug. We usually hug when we meet one another.
Right.
You know, people think my brother and I, we're always together. Oh, no. He's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. And then when we meet and we do our, you know, what we're doing right now. So, anywho, we were traveling on a spaceship coming here. A car. It's a spaceship. People were thinking, you guys got a spaceship? You guys fly? It's like NASA? In the United States of America? Okay. As we were traveling, we were silent because we were, you know, trying to make it, because about an hour's worth of drive to get from point A to point B. And as we were coming over here, we were silent, but we were praising the Holy Spirit within. He was praising the Holy Spirit of Christ light. I was praising the Holy Spirit of Christ light. We were concentrating. My brother was doing the driving. I'm driving on the right side as a passenger, and we were concentrating. I'm not driving. You get the drift. And so as we were going forth, our minds were concentrating on what the light of Christ is going to have us say. We did not know what we were going to say. We still don't know what we're going to talk about. We're just doing our thing by the Christ light. The Christ light is the motivation of this program. We don't practice. We don't premeditate. You know, some people, they premeditate
right.
Or they premeditate what they're going to preach about or what they're going to teach about. Sometimes that's the worst kind of sermon you can get. But when you totally depend upon the light of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, Jesus Christ said in the Holy Scriptures, at that day and at that hour, you shall not worry what you shall drink, what you shall eat, or what kind of clothing you shall put on, or what you shall speak. For in that hour, the Holy Ghost that is within you shall give you the power what to say, when to say, how to say it, and it just smooth flow. Everything goes in a smooth flow when you depend on the Holy Ghost or the Christ light, the Holy Spirit, the active force. So those chapters, I encourage you, I implore you, inspire you to read the John Saint chapter, Saint John chapter 14, 15, and 16. You value, eat the whole book, it's glorified. But it talks about this power, this eternal energy. And when you give praise to the Holy Spirit, the Christ light, that is unfathomable. It's just so glorious. I was feeling so good for hours before my brother and I met together, and it felt so good. I say, I don't know if I want to go in the air tonight. I feel like I'm in paradise right now. And so, but anywho, we're here doing the will of the Holy Spirit, and you feel good. You get energy when you do work. You get energy when you build muscles. Oh, somebody say, what church you belong to? I belong to the L.A. Fitness Church, the L.A. Fitness Cathedral. My gym in the United States of America that I used to belong to, Vision's Quest, they have been bought out by L.A. Fitness. Those, I'm sure many people have heard of L.A. Fitness. That's a worldwide gym, pretty large corporation, based, I believe, out of L.A., California, Los Angeles, in the United States of America, on the West Coast. Well, one day I was, years ago, when the Supersonics in Seattle, Washington, in the United States of America, the other paradise, where they won the championship, NBA World Championship, Supersonics, back 1979. Well, earlier, a few days earlier before the championship, I was working at Taco Time, Mexican restaurant. I was assistant manager, and I told one of the guys, I said, and the girls, I said, I'm leaving for a few moments, probably about an hour and a half. They said, where you going, sweetie? I said, I'm going to Mass. They said, I didn't know you were Catholic. I say, I am to die. So if the supervisor come by, you tell them that sweetie went to Mass. They say, but you're not. I said, don't think on it. Don't worry about it. Don't think on it. So I went to Mass, and it was about an hour and a half, like I said. I came back and said, how was Mass? I said, oh, it was wonderful. We ate the Lord's body. We drank the Lord's blood. They said, what cathedral did you go to? I said, Metropolitan Health Club Cathedral at that time. They said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You told me you was going to church to Mass. I said, I did. I just told you. I don't go to the church to worship Jesus. I go to the gym to worship Jesus. They looked at me. I said, but don't you break it down if the supervisor asks you, because if you do, you got to deal with me, because I could get in trouble. But see, on my job, they have respect. If for religious or spiritual reasons, the manager wanted to leave, and they had it, you know, the store covered, I can do that. Well, I did that. And I did worship Jesus Christ. I did some bicep curls. I did tricep curls. I did. What's the point of this? I'm letting you know, people, what my brother and I have been talking about. God, the eternal energy, is not limited to the cathedral of praise, or to the Catholic cathedral, or to the Presbyterian cathedral, or to the Baptist assembly, or to the Assemblies of God, or to the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, or to the Church of God in Christ, or to the Jehovah's Witnesses, or to the Church of Mormon, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or to the Islamic Center of Allah's Mosque, or to the Buddha and here in Thailand. There is no limit, my sweethearts. In the Book of Solomon, it talks about this energy, this power. King Solomon, he knew about Jesus. He knew the name, Jajesusi. He knew it, and he knew that Jajesusi referred to the Christ energy as well as the divine Son of God and Son of Man. So therefore, this great King Solomon got the revelation that we're trying to tell you to die, and we've been telling you for months now, to inspire you. To let you know it's in you. Your hearts know that's the truth. King Solomon, when he recognized he built that beautiful temple, which is a very big sized temple, and the people say, or the King Solomon say, oh, great Yahweh, Jesusi, this temple I have built you, this is nothing. It's about the size of a city, an average size small city. And it's like, this is nothing for you. This house, he said, the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house I have built you. King Solomon was very wise, very intelligent guy. Why? Because he desired wisdom. That turns God on. When you want wisdom, Jesus Christ is in your favor, baby. The mighty God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will work with you when you want the wisdom. Because wisdom is the tree of life. The wisdom is the keys of life. Dr. Mike Murdoch in Waxahachie, Texas, I believe that's in his area, he made a statement. He said, the only person you have to deal with and to trust is the Holy Spirit. That's the only power that your main focus should be on. He said, if you start your day off with the Holy Spirit, you're on your way. And we confirm that very, we stand with Dr. Mike Murdoch and any other minister or priest or king or leader or magistrate that testifies of this reality and of this truth. Okay, we got a couple of questions. Our wonderful sweetheart, our engineer, Doug, from Paradise, California, in the western United States of America, he had a more or less like a comment. We were talking, the last time we met, and he was saying, you know, everybody talks about the now, the great eternal now. What about the future? Well, he's right, sweetheart, Doug, to enlighten you and inspire you, because you're very open-minded, that The future is like he was planting trees and with mulberry bushes and various plants and, you know, different things. And he says, you plant a seed, and then a few months later, they begin to grow. Well, that's true. And he's excited about that. And so are we. Is that correct, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
We rejoice in that because in gardening, as my brother did gardening, we know that when you garden, you plant a seed. And you give thanks and praise to the Christ-like. And as you give praise and thanks, oh, so a couple months later, it starts sprouting up. So the future becomes the present. So it's not wrong. The scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus Christ is the same past tense, present tense, and future tense, if you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So the question has risen up by, or the state question is stated by a beautiful sweetheart engineer Doug, the musical man. Yes, yes, and we love them both, Don and Doug. They're very beautiful people. That yes, you have to look forward to the future in the positive realm, not in the negative. And he's looking for it in the positive. You don't plant one seed one day and it grow the next day. Of course, if it did, you wouldn't get mad. I'm sure Doug wouldn't get mad if you plant a tree and then the next day it grew up. Now, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Israel, when he was hungry. And he walked by, and it was probably this time of year in May, and he looked at that fig tree, and it had leaves, and it didn't have no fruit. And it looked like he got pissed off. I won't say pissed off on the radio. He got disturbed. Did I say pissed off?
I don't think you said that.
No, I didn't say that. He got disturbed. That- and he cursed it. And he said, from henceforth, forevermore, no longer shall any figs grow on you. And the disciples, they tripped. That's what kind of power. What the disciples didn't recognize, that comes with the territory as being the Son of God. With all the power, he was in contact with the force of the universe. So the next day when they came by, they said, Lord Jesus, that tree is withered up. Well, he was showing them the power of your words, the power of your thoughts, the power of what you project. So he could have said, let this tree bring forth fruit. But he was trying to teach a lesson, you see. He's letting the people know, the disciples, your word is your wand. You can speak positive, or you can speak negative. You can speak blessings, or you can speak cursing. Now, I won't say Jesus spoke negative, because he's a God. He's perfect. But what he did was righteous. You see, he could do whatever the heaven he wanted to do. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Because he owns this planet. He owns the heavens and the earth. He is in charge. So, but I like the illustration that he gave about that tree, because that woke the disciples up. They said, whoa, this dude don't play. He can bless you, and Jesus Christ can curse you. In the book of the Matthew 25th chapter, it says, come ye blessed of my Father. And then on the other hand, it says, come ye cursed, because they rejected the Christ light. So, to show you the power of omnipresence. Now, I had another experience earlier in the week. They have Catholic churches all over the planet, not only in Rome or America. They're not only restricted to Europe and the USA. They're in Thailand. They do have some in Thailand. They have some in India. They're all over the world. And just like they have Muslims and Christians all over the world and Buddhists all over the world. Well, I contact the Holy Father, and I won't mention his name. I'll give him a code name, Father Sabina. And he sounds sweet. Sounds like a young guy, approximately. He sounds like he's around 37 years old, plus or minus. And he sounds good. And I say, you know, I'm legally blind. And can you come over here to my Buddha like where I'm at and, you know, pray for me and, you know, and hug me. And, you know, we can communicate. And I won't take too much of your time. I realize you're a very busy father. And he said, yeah, I'm the only father at this parish. I said, you don't have no assistant managers or, you know, assistant priests? He said, no, I'm the only one. I said, oh, Jesus, you need some help over there. But anywho, He put me off. And I got disturbed, and I said, okay, Lord of Christ, now you had me call this guy, now how come he ain't coming? And then he kept telling me he's busy, this and that, and then what really blew my mind when he said, can I do the Mass, have the Lord's Supper? Yes. He said, are you Catholic? I said, kind of. I said, he said, are you baptized Catholic and the baby? I said, oh, no. But I'm one with Jesus Christ, because the word Catholic means one with Jesus Christ. He says, sir, I cannot give you the Holy Mass. I cannot give you the Lord's Supper. I cannot give you the wine. I said, well, how about if I could do a confession, and I do my confession, you know, to the priest, you know, he intercedes with you to Jesus Christ. He says, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? The Holy Ghost said you restricted you from not doing that. How come you can't do that? He said, because you're not Catholic. I said, well, I'm kind of Catholic. What he don't know, I went to theology. You know, I spent it in the Catholicism and many religions. I got a point to all this. And so as I went to the Diocese of Youngstown, Ohio, the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown, that's where I got my degree in that particular religion or movement. So, and I almost forgot about that. I studied so much theology. So I called the priest back and left a message on his phone. I said, you know, I was there and I had the Lord's Supper and I washed the priest's hand. I acted as an altar boy, you know, during my teenage life for a while. And I think I blew his mind because first I said, I'm not Catholic. And all of a sudden, what happened, I got drafted in that position when I in the Diocese of Youngstown, Ohio. And I tried it out, you know, I said, let me check it out. And two ministers, I guess, were in training. They walked away. They just kind of just went on strike. They say, forget it. So I was there. I was working there. And they said, well, sweetie, would you like to participate? Because usually you're supposed to go through a lot of training and about a year of intense training before you can do the Lord's Supper. But for some reason, I got favor from God Almighty, Jesus Christ the Lord, and from the priesthood. So I did the Lord's Supper, and I washed the priest's hands. I did all these different deals. So I left that message to the priest that I talked to, Father Sabina. Like I said, that's a code name, you know, I mean, because I don't want to speak negative of anybody. But when I speak positive, I'll mention their name, like Dr. Michael Murdoch, for example. So, anywho, I think I tripped out Dr. Sabina, or Father Sabina. He didn't call me back. So I say, Holy Spirit, I'm a little bit kind of ticked off here, because I felt, you know, I was looking forward to meet this Holy Father. And I say, I've never been, not to my knowledge, I guess years ago when I was a younger child, teenager, and I'm still a young child. And I said, I can't remember when the Holy Priest prayed and did the sign of the cross and blessed me, because I'm blessing people. I said, I want somebody to bless me for a change, you know? And so I got disappointed. And I talked to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, it's your fault. Said, you had me call him, and he's not responding. Then I felt a peace come over me. He says, I know. I set it up. I set you up, because I am the priest within you. I am the fire of your soul.
Oh, yeah, my brother. That's right. You heard my loving brother. He's in tears now. But, yes, that's it. The Father within. That's the Holy Spirit was showing my loving brother that through all that, trust in the I am presence, the great I am within you. Trust in that beyond a priest, a pastor, apostle,
even beyond the Holy Father.
Oh, the Holy Father. My loving brothers and sisters that hear our voice, trust in that divine light of Christ, Jesus energy within you more than anything else. Because the scripture even says the Holy Ghost, Jesus Spirit, will teach you all things.
Yes.
It didn't say the priest will, it didn't say the church will.
Thank you, Jesus. Right.
It says the Holy Spirit would teach you all things.
That's right.
It would bring things to your remembrance. See, like my brother was saying, when we come here, we was in total silence and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And then the only thing we said is that at the end, I did a prayer. I said, Holy Spirit, guide me and my brother. You know what to say. That's it. We never see each other. We never talk about what we're going to talk about. That has nothing to do with it. When we come on the show, I don't know, have the faintest idea what we're going to talk about. You know, I don't. And he doesn't either. We say, oh, you can come up first. You can say a prayer. That's it. That's it. Right then. When Doug is in it, we're saying it right then. But the point is, depend on that divine light of Christ. That's your holy helper. That helps me more than anything I do. Everything I do. It's not just to go in church and hoop and holler. This divine light of Christ is for all through your day, doing your work, dealing with people, dealing with everything, what you wear, how to drive. Don't go this way. Don't turn this way. You may hit somebody. Don't go in that store. Go in this store. It's a better deal. It's everything. I mean, you can't go wrong without this thing. I mean, I can't see why people don't get infatuated with this, because it's going to bless you. It's going to help you. It's going to tell you what job to get. It knows all about you. It knows what you need. You know, and you just gotta follow the Holy Spirit and have gratitude.
Yes.
Be thankful. Your prayers, like my brother said, your prayers should be, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for being with me. Thank you for guiding me. Not, God, please give me a good Cadillac. Give me a good car. That prayer don't go higher than the floor. It doesn't go anywhere. Nobody hears that. Believe me, nobody hears that.
That's
you
right.
know. But when you're thankful, you say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Helper, for being with me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for God. I'm going in this interview. Thank you for
That's
guiding
right.
me in this interview. Is it the right interview? You guide me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for guiding me. I know you, my guide. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for doing all things. Thanksgiving is prayer.
Amen.
Not
yes.
a long, drawn-out prayer. It don't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. Thanks. Remember, the omnipresence is right here.
That's right.
And when you know about the omnipresence and you're in communion, things happen quickly.
Yes.
They happen fast. When you know and in touch with the omnipresence, that omnipresence is so important. And that's why our university is called Son of God University. S-U-N.
Yes.
It's not S-O-N, S-U-N, the sun, the light force, the pulsing of the universe, that intelligence that's everywhere present, that's inside our divine human beings. We are divine beings. Like my 11th brother always say, we are magnificent beings on this planet Earth. We don't know how great we are, you know, but we here at Son of God University are telling you how great you are. You are the greatest being on this planet. You're supposed to be gods and goddesses. That's the only reason we came to this planet. That's our destiny. That's the only reason we came. We didn't come just to work and die. That's going backwards. We came here to you can work and be glorious and become transfigured. Whatever field you're in, I don't care if you're a garbage man, I don't care if you're a singer, I don't care who you are, you can come to this planet to become a transfigured being. Transfiguration means your body is from it leaves from mortality and becomes divine energy walking the planet.
With the same physical flesh? You mean this physical flesh with blood and
yeah,
and
I was trying to think of a word, yes. It's, yeah. It's the same body, but it's glorified with energy.
How can that be?
Just like on Star Trek, I always use that. You okay. see how those people, they get in that mechanical tube and then their bodies become energized and they go somewhere else. This thing, you can think a thought and your body can go from London, England, to Seattle, Washington, USA.
That's
in the thought.
That's fabulous.
Without a machine.
Can you go to Calcutta, India?
You can go to Calcutta. You can go anywhere. Matter of fact, you can go to other planets. Probably talk about interplanetary travel. You have to become transfigured to become that because you can't come in this. They don't want to see no earthly mortal with all sins in them. Matter of fact, it is disturbing. You can't get there.
That's right.
You can't go there. You know, they don't want you there. You're too full of sin. Those beings are holy, you know? And so when you become transfigured with that divine light of Christ and your body is illuminated with that energy, you can go anywhere in the universe.
Are you saying there's life on other planets?
Oh,
I thought Earth was the only planet. The little ball down here owns this planet.
A lot of people have that kind of mentality. You know, it's zillions of planets. Zillions. We just putting a number to it. It's
right.
zillions of planets. You know, we're the lowest planet, the most wickedest planet, sorry to say,
True.
But the fastest growing planet.
Yes.
See, other planets envy this planet. You know why? You could come down here and become a god within 60 years or less, or within 90 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're doing it slowpoke. It takes eons.
Thousands of years.
Thousands of years. See, that's the thing about planet. All this planet, all this crazy stuff is going on. But if you're living holy, living the laws of God, Jesus Christ, striving stuff, you can overcome. And the overcomers are going to be the rulers of this planet. They're the ones going to be living on this planet.
Do I have to love the Speaker of the House in the United States of America, John Boehner, to overcome?
Oh, you mean Boehner Boehner? Oh, yeah. Boehner Boehner? Oh, yeah. You got to love that loving brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to love everyone. And that's another thing. You can't hate nobody because of race, because of gender. or anything. You got to love all people, my loving brother.
But what about the guy on the Los Angeles Clippers? That it's been on worldwide news that Mr. Donald Spencer had an odds against black people. We still got to love that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, he has a problem. We know he has a problem. You know, the whole world knows he has a problem.
Okay.
You know? So you got to send love to that brother.
That's right.
Basically, let's check it out. People knew that was happening all along.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody didn't say anything. They said, we got to work with this guy. Mm-hmm. And the team, everybody knew he was like that. We got to work with him. Let's work with him. Basically, they did a high law. Let's ignore him, deal with him, and still play, because we want this team to play.
Right.
They're looking at the big picture. And see, that's what a lot of times we have to do. We have to look at the big picture. Here, we're ball players. We don't want to blow this. Let's just work with this guy. We know he's racist, they say.
Right.
I don't know. They
right.
say he's racist,
uh-huh.
you know, stuff like that. But then, basically, it was kind of like a high love thing. I mean, like, basically, we're going to work with this guy. He's the owner. I'm going to play on this ball game. They didn't boycott. They could say he's racist. We ain't gonna play with him, but they did. They played with
played.
Him.
Oh yeah,
they played with. So I give you know, my hat goes off to those brothers
yes.
that does that because you know, like, hey, they say we're gonna make this work, and
yes.
see when
yes.
they girl blew it, then it all came out. See, it's always gonna be a reaping. It's always gonna be reaping. Mm-hmm. It's always gonna happen. You know, something's gonna happen. So it got so bad. It got blown up. Now the whole world knows about it.
That's
you
right.
know, and then everybody said, you got to go. You got to go. You know. They didn't do it. They lived with it. They dealt with it for years.
That's right.
And that's a high law we all must learn to do.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes you need to do it, but, you know, they say we got to work with it. And, yeah, we got to answer your question. We got to love him.
Okay.
We got to send love. You don't have to agree what he does.
Right.
No. But you got to love that brother.
And it shows the power of protest because, according to the CNN News, the worldwide news, and the different news, Los Angeles, AP News, how – it spoke about when the players went on the L.A. Clippers, and like you said, we tip our hats off to them. They're in the playoffs, and they could win a worldwide championship. That they turned their jerseys inside out or something like that as a protest. And that got the attention of the whole planet. I bet you people from Mars, if they were able to look down, say, whoa, look at those morals down there on planet Earth. Look at those racist bigots. They need to wake up, you know, at least the one character and many others who had got the problem. So I thought that was so cool. They turned their jerseys inside out, yet they still play. So then the other team, the Miami Heat or whoever that what they played, or other Sacramento Kings, they did the same thing. They stood with them. The power of protest in love. That's the key.
Right.
They protested in love, and look what's happening. 44 years ago on this very day, May 4th, 1970, in the United States of America, in the middle town, the Midwest United States of Ohio State, which the motto is called, with God, all things are possible. In that state, Kent State University. As a matter of fact, I had the honor to go to that college. And it was just during the time of the uprising, they had protests, and I'm sure many people heard about that. And it was the most boldest nation the most boldest state in all 50 states that were protesting. It was the most rowdiest, the most active at that timing. You know, they were protesting against the Vietnam War and other issues that was going on. Well, the people stood their ground, and the National Guardsmen killed four students. They weren't supposed to have live ammunition, but they killed them. Did that stop them? That made them go more so. You see, I'm saying the power of protest to stand up for what is right, and for what you believe, and do it in love, your life is not in vain.
Man, you got that right.
That's what this whole program is about. We bring in these different scenarios and actions that happened in the present day, or, you know, not too far away, like 44 years ago, then the Los Angeles Clipper incident. That just happened just a few days ago. So everybody knows about, even in South Carolina, they talk about that. They say, good dog, Mike, you see that guy over there? He got the problem over there. We used to be that way back in the day. Now they got the problem. Well, it's an evolution going on. And as we get love, like my brother said, we got to love Donald, what's his name, Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got his name right. If I don't, forgive me. The owner of that particular team, of the L.A. or Los Angeles Lakers, not Lakers, correction, Los Angeles Clippers, because everybody's wondering, what team are you talking about? Because they're both in the state of California, big state. And so, therefore, We send our love to Mr. Donald and to his girlfriend and his wife and his servants or whoever they may be, because remember, this whole program, it would be vain if we don't exuberate love. You have to love everybody on the planet, people you know, people you don't know, people you can't stand, and people you can stand. Because the law of Jesus Christ, J.J. Susi, you've got to love. If you want to walk through walls, you want to walk on water, you want to fly to the moon without a spaceship, you want to go to Mars, or you want to go from hither to thither like the Lord Jesus, travel at the speed of light, you got to love, because love mingles with light, and you cannot have light unless you have the principle of love. Because that's the key right there. That's the whole basis of true religion. True religion is spirituality, manifest love, science of spirituality, mixed together with the cosmic rays of light. As we manifest this light of Jesus Christ in us and exalt that power, Jesus Christ, I tell you, sweethearts, you won't be dismayed.
You are automatically love.
Yes, that's it.
When you have this ray, you are automatically love. Some people think that you can't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's the Christ within you that does it.
That's right.
It's that love, like my brother's trying to say. He's saying it, but basically, that Christ within you magnifies the love. Because you as a human, you can't love. If somebody hit you, you're going to want to hit the hell out. You're going to want to knock the hell out of them. Let's be for real here. As a human, this plain human being, more aggressive than others, you will. Somebody hit you or spit on you, you can't do that yourself and turn the other cheek. You can't do it. It's only through the power of the Holy Ghost, that Jesus' energy, that you can do it. Through that power, you have the power to love and the power to forgive. To forgive, people have all these, they take all these classes of forgiveness. No. It's a power to forgive.
That's right.
It's a power to love. And that's only through this divine Holy Ghost, this cosmic energy, as you get wrapped up in it and as it becomes energized. If you be still and know that I am God,
that's
and
right.
Feel that energy flowing
yes.
through you and feel, spend time with it and love it and stuff like that, man, you're going to be bada boom. Because then you'll start to love unconditionally. You start to see your life change. From the inside out.
Yes.
It's a spiritual revolution now.
Amen.
You
yes.
know, people say the revival is on, my loving brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It's here. Everybody talking about the revival? It's here. Son of God University is bringing the revival. Jesus University here, Son of
yes.
God University, is bringing the revival. It's an inner revival. It's an inner evolution. You got to get within yourself together first. How are you going to help somebody when you're not together? You got to get yourself together first within. You know, as you get yourself within, the light starts to shine. You'll start to have that love. People will say, man, God, that brother's different. How is it? He has the Holy Ghost. He has Jesus' spirit. He's working with Jesus' principles. He's igniting them through his life. He's living the holy principles of Jesus.
That's
the only way. Isn't that right, my brother?
You got that right, my loving brother, because that activation of the principles of loving the eternal almighty energy, that gets you going, it gets you flowing, it gets you glowing, and you become radiant. That's what this coming is about on 5/5/14. It's time to radiate the principles of light. It's time to radiate the spirit of Jesus Christ. If you're just a dead dud, you're not serving the purpose of planet Earth. You're like a milk dud. Somebody chew you up and digest you. But if you are radiating, it's time to radiate. It's time to live the laws of Annalise Skyrin, who lives and got her information from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to activate the principles of Jesus Christ. It's time to glorify the Jesus Christ energy, like you said, my loving brother. It's time to put all this knowledge we have to action. Now, what I had to do a few days ago, I had to send love to that father Sabina, and I said, I forgive him. I said, he didn't do nothing wrong, but he didn't show up. He disappointed me, because I was looking for him to come and do the cross and sign on the cross, because I know the power of the cross. And then I could tell somebody, guess what? I was in the arms of a holy father of the cathedral of the Catholic diocese. But then as time evolved, the Holy Spirit let me know, I am the Father. I am the Father within you. I am your Father. I said, that's right, because Jesus said, my Father in me doeth the works. The inner Father, the eternal power, the Christ light energy. That is the perfect Father, because you cannot come up, because when you depend on the light of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, you can call upon the energy any time of day, nighttime, midnight, midday, mid-afternoon. I tell you and guarantee the eternal light of Christ will rescue you. You don't have to be Catholic to get rescued. You don't have to be Baptist to get rescued. You don't have to be a Episcopalian. You can be an agnostic. You can be an atheist. You can be a lover. You can even be a hater. You can get rescued, and then as you repent and confess and start changing your life.
That's why you can't get mad at that what's his name, of the Clippers.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Basically, you should feel sorry for him.
Right,
you
pray
know,
for him.
Pray for him and feel sorry for him. Why get mad and send anger and hate to him?
That's right.
Not going to do any good.
No.
You know, basically, when I see a brother like that, I feel sorry for him.
That's
you know,
right.
because basically, he's not hurting everybody. He's hurting himself only. Basically, he's hurting his own self.
No. And how can anybody hate when they're 80 years old?
Yeah,
I thought that was against a lot of hate past 70.
See, well, you know, like, it seems like the older you get, the more wiser you get.
Right.
You know, you start
the
looking at their life. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, some people are different, you know.
Yeah,
they
true.
Don't do it. But, you know, like a brother like that, you know, you need to pray for him and stop getting mad and hateful. That's not going to change the world. You know,
right.
He needs prayer. Matter of fact, I feel sorry for the brother. You know, he's 80 years old still doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have something really going on inside him that's not good.
You're right, and
you know,
I even heard some of it on the television clips when they said about, I guess they played and it verified it with his voice. Why do you bring these black people and this? And I'm not going to even get into it because I don't want to down. I mean, people don't heard it, probably heard it enough, but those who have not heard it, just like my brother say, pray for the senior. He's a wonderful guy. He's a billionaire, and he you know he owns the Clippers. And even the great star, basketball star, NBA star, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm sure many people know him from the Los Angeles Lakers. Los Angeles Lakers in the Western United States. They won about, 17 championships. That L.A. Lakers team, I got to give it to them. That team got discipline. Anybody that wins 17 championships, hey, we tip our hat off to them. You
right.
see, even though we may be, you know, our favorite city when we're there is the Puget Sound, Seattle, Washington, supersonic area, but we honor the Clippers. We honor them too, but we honor the Lakers for what they have done. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's a black brother. I believe he's a Muslim, but it doesn't matter. He gave a loving speech, and I heard some of it when he said, you know, he had nothing against Mr. Spencer, but he, like my brother say, Kareem said, you know, he felt sorry for him. He said, you know, the guy has got to wake up. He said, hatred will not solve the problem. Hatred will not take the Clippers to the championship. As they begin to love, and they are loving, they won their round, so now they're going for their next round of, best out of 5 or 7 games. So they might take it this time. They may take the title, and I hope they do. You see, because they have risen out of a derision, a dilemma, that could have made them fall with, you know, discrimination or whatever was going on. But they, like my brother said, they rose above it. They stood strong. They turned their jerseys inside out at a protest, but yet they played on the court. They raised their thoughts. The name of the game with this whole Son of God University and about the Holy Spirit is to love. The energy in us doesn't love me. It's the Christ in me that keeps me loving that Holy Father, Sabina, that didn't show up. I was really disappointed, but it's like, okay, he didn't keep his word. He's busy. He's too busy for a blind guy. And I'm going to give him a scripture. I'm going to call him back. I'm not going to do it now, but that's what I was planning. I was going to say, you know what? You found guilty on chapter 25, Matthew. I was blind, and you refused to come see me. I was in need, and you didn't come do the sign of the cross over me. You didn't pray for me. I was going to bring it up modern language. But you're not saying, you know what? Praise it to the Lord Jesus Christ. All hail the power in Jesus' name. I got the Holy Father within me. The holiest ghost of ghosts is the Lord Jesus Christ, the energy. That's the power right there. And so with that, I'm content with it. I'm content. You know, if I happen to meet a Catholic priest, so be it. If I don't, it's okay. It don't matter. Because I am blessed by Jesus Christ. My wife, my brother, hey, they pray for me to do the sign of the cross. You see, we work together, Son of God University. But I believe the light of Christ has given the minister a chance, or the priest, the Holy Father, to get blessed, I humbly say, in my presence. You never know who will be blessed. Somebody coming to pray for you, they get blessed because the Spirit of Christ moved them to come do it. Just like the energy moved me to call that particular priest. I had no idea, you know, contacting a diocese or Thailand or a diocese of South England or whoever I may be. I say, what? do this. I can't even see the number. How am I going to? But it worked. The Christ light won't lead you astray. But one thing, the Christ light brought me close to the Christ light.
You better believe it. That Christ light is a power that we need to reckon with, my loving brothers and sisters. We need to get infatuated with.
Yes.
And as you become infatuated, you start to see your life change. We go over and over because we can't say it enough.
That's right.
It needs to be re-griming to your consciousness, because a lot of the Christian churches, they are, you know, they are on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is good. You should praise him. A lot of, they don't use the name. You should use the name.
That's right.
And not the downward. We just send truth. And a lot of them say the Father. Who praises the Son automatically praises the Father.
That's right.
When he who praises the light of Christ praises Jesus and the Father.
And the Father. That's right.
So if you want to hear that, when you praise the light of Christ and glorify and exalted and thankfulness of it, you're automatically praising Jesus and Allah Jehovah.
That's right.
Automatically.
Yes.
If you hung up on that.
Right.
Look for scriptures. My brother can verify it. But, you know,
we
don't have too much time here because we're so in love with this energy.
That's
this
right.
This energy is a power.
Yes,
to reckon with. It's a power that's within you. It's all around you.
Yes, it is.
It's the Holy Ghost energy, that intelligence. Sometimes through your third eye, you can see this intelligence.
Right.
You know, it coming. It's intelligence. It knows everything. Just look, it's spirit. It's energy.
That's right.
That, and it's within us.
Yes.
And see, once you get into that, life becomes more fun.
It's
just more glorious.
Yes.
You know, you have to get into, once you're into that cosmic fire, that Jesus energy is all over, life becomes so glorious, so happy. You're so happy.
Yes.
You're so glad. You're so rich. I mean, it brings riches to you, too.
Amen.
Like, a lot of people, they put the riches first. But it says what? Seek the kingdom of heaven first.
That's right.
Of heaven is within you. And it brings all things into you. That means all things.
That's right.
Health. Wealth, everything.
That's right.
Because when you're a transfigured being, believe me, you're healthy. Believe me, you have money.
That's right.
You know where to spend it, who to give it to and stuff. When you're a transfigured being, you have all things. All things are coming to you. Because remember, you have the cosmic energy. That cosmic energy draws all things to you. If you need money, that cosmic energy you bring to you. Like Jesus worked with it when he was on the planet. The fish had money to pay the tax.
That's right. That's right.
Everything came to him.
Yes.
See, it draws everything to you.
Omnipresence.
Get into it, my loving brother.
That's right.
We're out of here.
That's right. Canon. Praise it to the Most High energy. Namaste.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. That's a wonderful greeting. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.